السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brother and sister in Islam. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن والاه. أما بعد. What Allah love versus what we love. In last many days, I was going to something inside of me. Watching our condition, my condition, and subhanallah, is really scary, very scary. And if you watch the real major scholar of the ummah, they tell you, we in it. Many people keep saying, okay, how I save my iman, how I save myself. You cannot. Only Allah can save you. When Allah will save you and why Allah will save you. When you are a believer, when you are belong to Him. This talk is easy. Today, I'm going to focus about only one element, very powerful, Allah love. You remember Imam Ahmad ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayh, he was labeled Shaykhul Islam in his own time. Nobody know Islam more than him in the earth during this time. But he ended up with a trial. And the trial, he was tortured, beat up, just for his own verdict. The Khalifa, the ruler, asks question, he gives the answer. The Khalifa do not like the answer, they put him in jail. Now, an imam, big scholar, and he's in jail in a late age. Some of his students visiting him, they find him very happy and very smiling all the time. In jail, under beat up, and he's smiling. They crying for his condition. He's smiling for his condition. And he give this sentence, the one later on, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah wrote a book about it. What is that? Some of his students crying and tell him, Ya Imam, we cry of your condition and you smiling? How? He said, my Jannah in my heart. Nobody can take it away from me. If they torture me and I am in jail, Allah choose me to be with him. I'm spending my time with Allah. And if they put me away in the desert, they used to throw the people away completely. He said, I will be in a journey with Allah until I die. And if they kill me, I will be a shaheed martyr for Sabilillah. They ask him, Ya Imam, what it mean your Jannah in your heart? He said, contentment, rida. Nobody can steal it away from me. If all the king in earth see what I have, they will cut my chest just to get it. Rida, contentment, has nothing to do with the outer condition. Has nothing to do with the outer condition. It is the fruit of the state of Iman. The highest level of the state of Iman is rida, contentment. Why? I am Abdullah. All the condition outside and around me, surrounding me, cannot be done without the ordain of Allah, the taqdeer of Allah, the wisdom of Allah, the knowledge of Allah. Nobody can harm me without Allah will and ordain against me. And nobody can benefit me without Allah facilitated for me. With this belief, the mu'min always looking inside, not outside. The mu'min connecting his heart to Allah. And whatever condition happening, this condition is a trial from Allah to me. If I like it, alhamdulillah, good for me. And if I don't like it, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained it to me for a wisdom he know. And in both way, Allah want to see how I behave. Do I behave as a Muslim? Do I behave and surrender to him? Or I keep crying baby? Or blaming and complaining, causing mischief, pointing finger, and rebellious against my qadr? Or deep inside, I do not like my qadr. This is state of kufr. A state of kufr. Allah hate it. By this way, what is the ultimate things Allah love? For me to be belong to him. What it meaning? Whatever he ordained to me or against me from ultimate wisdom and is higher to me, goodness to me. Even if I cannot comprehend it. Even if you go to jail, yes. Because the mu'min is not looking to the condition. The mu'min looking to the ordain of Allah and where he's going. He's going to meet Allah. Allah prepare for him his valley to Jannah, the palace of Jannah. By this way, he's not concerned about this condition. He knows soon or later he's leaving. And he tried to please his Lord the maximum he can. And again, the first pleasure of Allah for me to be content. I am married, alhamdulillah. I am divorced, alhamdulillah. I have kids, alhamdulillah. I don't have kids, alhamdulillah. I'm sick, alhamdulillah. I don't have whatever condition. I have money, alhamdulillah. I do not have money, alhamdulillah. Whatever condition, I am content, number one. And if I have, I use with what I have to support the mission of Allah, the cause of Allah. And if I don't have, I make dua, and whatever I can, and whatever I have, I am for Allah. What is the big musibah now? When the nafs is high, and the nafs always according to what I want. I get what I want, I'm happy. I don't get what I want, I'm sad, and miserable, and lonely. And blaming and complaining and making drama. Meaning I'm living in a state of shirk and kufr and rebellious against Allah. Now Allah can hit me most. And Allah can get angry at me. By this way, when we are in the end of time, tribulation will happen. Things will happen. Major disaster, diseases, fitan, deception, you name it. And what Allah want from me? He want me to hold to the robe of Allah, to the word of Allah and his Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I'm Abdullah. You want me here? Alhamdulillah. You want me there? Alhamdulillah. I have, alhamdulillah. I don't have, alhamdulillah. You take from me, alhamdulillah. Look at what's happening in Yemen, in China, the Muslim Uyghurs, Rohingya, the Syria, Libya, you name it, Allahu Akbar, we can keep going. And a lot of people suffering, a lot of people suffering. But what happened when we possessed with our dunya and we keep going like a brat, like a child, Always I want what I want. I want what I want. This is what I want. This is what I like. This is what I don't like. The nafs become very high. And when the trial come, when the tribulation come, the nafs cannot take it and become rebellious. And we can lose our iman. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do that? Because Allah shake my iman. To let out the truth from my heart. If I have iman, it will show up. If I have hypocrisy and lie, and rebellious, and kufr and shirk, will show up. My dear brother and sister in Islam, you want to prepare yourself? Have real iman. You want to prepare yourself? Remember, you are Abdullah, not Abdul Nafs. And prepare yourself by don't give your nafs everything you want. And try to be a giver, not a taker. Support the deen of Allah. Support the mission of Allah. Try to spend your time and money for Allah. And try to think and learn. Allah is the doer, is not you. Is not he, is not she. Start learning to return all your effort to Allah, not to yourself, not to other. My advice, go. Go fresh your memory with my, inshallah, Al-Qadr session, 16 session. Go listen to them step by step and reflect. Because if you ask me how you can save yourself from the time of fitan, again, you cannot save yourself. Allah will save you. Allah will rescue. Go to my article or my session about An-Najat. Najat. All the verse in Quran about Najat, about rescue. He is the one, he can rescue you. He is the one can save you. He is the one can guard you. He's the one can protect you. He's Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. If you train yourself to be Abdullah, Allah will be for you. Finished. I do not have to worry about nothing. 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 I just do my job. That's it. And if I do not train myself, I can lose my iman. I can lose my iman. I lose myself, dunya and akhirah. I lose my family. I lose everything. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please go. I don't want to make it too long. And listen to my session about Al-Qadr. Destiny. And reflect. Is me Abdullah, or when a situation happen, I lose myself. I lose the principle. And I make drama for nothing. I make drama for nothing. And I generate fitna. The mu'min do not generate fitna. The mu'min see the truth and follow it. And see the falsehood and not follow it. The munafiq wal a'yaz billah, and the person, his heart is not stable. He can generate fitna, absorb fitna, and he will not see it. He will not see what he's doing. He will not see it. Because the arrogant, the nafs is high. The ultimate musibah and trouble and mischief you can do to yourself when you train your nafs to be so high. Everything according to me. This what I like. This what I don't like. This what I love. I do not love this. This what I... Everything is me. The mu'min is not selfish. The mu'min is not greedy. The mu'min is not belong to himself. The mu'min always serve. The mu'min always try to be good. That's it. He doesn't think about what he want. He think about what he giving. That's it. And he make it for sabilillah. He's not waiting for a tap in the shoulder. He's not waiting somebody praising him. He just do for sabilillah. Because he's waiting to meet Allah. My dear brother and sister in Islam, my advice to you, look at your heart. Are you content? Are you thanking Allah? Do you believe all the qadr of Allah is ordained to you? You like it or you don't? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every condition, He trial us to see what we going to do. Do you ask yourself, do I generate fitna? Do I generate mischief against myself and other? Or I generate goodness? Is me happy and content with what Allah give me? Or I keep blaming and complaining and making drama until Allah take it away from me? And when Allah take it away from me, I blame again and complain. Other, not myself. My dear brother and sister in Islam, you want to save your iman? You want Allah to save you? Be happy, be content, be thankful. And remember, all the condition outside is a trial from Allah. To check my iman, to check my loyalty, to check my devotion, to check my love, to check my belief in my Allah, the owner of everything. There is a mu'min. The munafiq, wal'ayzu billah, and the kafir, he keep blaming and complaining and making drama. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among al-hamideen, al-shakirin, al-radin, al-murtadin. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Make us among those who thank you. Be content with you, holding tight to your robe, ya Allah. Ya Allah, rescue us in a time of tribulation and make us, ya Allah, among the successful one. Do you know what meaning successful in here? If you die and your finger is up and you're going to Jannah, you're successful. And if you're not content, you're not thanking Allah, and you do not die going to Jannah, you are miserable and you are a loser. May Allah save us from His anger. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our hypocrisy and lie. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from being a mushrik and a kafir and we do not know. May Allah save us of being among those who are spreading mischief or spreading fitna or absorbing fitna. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.